Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
G&D on the fan. Welcoming you back. We'll take you up to 6:30. Remember, we got Caps tickets at 4 o'clock.
We, Grant and Andy, exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Morad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
I need a haircut. I'm seeing it on the stream right now.
I don't think it's bad.
It's not good, though.
What's your problem with it?
A little longer than I like. Didn't put gel in it. That's the real problem. Honestly, it's not the length. It's the lack of gel. I don't like when my hair is dry and kind of hangs down in the front. Looks kind of, I don't know, just like not a bowl cut per se, but I need my hair gelled back.
Back and to the right?
Yeah.
Kind of?
I need it, you know, styled.
But specifically, when you look at your hair, because I'm going somewhere with this.
Yeah.
When you go, I need a haircut, what do you see? Like, what part bothers you? Is it that part?
It's the bangs like hanging in the front. Honestly, you've made me more introspective, and you're right. It's not that I need my hair cut. I need gel in my hair.
Oh, I see.
When my hair is just dry, I don't like it as much.
I got you.
But having said that, I also am ready for a haircut. The sides, to answer your question, are too long. I go 1.5, and it just looks kind of unkempt on the sides.
Yeah, that's as soon as I see this, as soon as that side won't sit down anymore, I got to go. It drives me.
It's what's going to happen. Big development for the Paulsons coming up, it sounds like. So my son and kids always go to the kid haircut place. I think it's called Sharky's.
Okay.
But we take them. They get a haircut. They sit in these little cars where there's music playing and TV shows on.
They're doing everything they can to distract the kid. Yeah.
But my kids have always been good at haircuts. They don't necessarily need to be distracted, but they want to sit in the princess car, the fire truck, and watch whatever the TV show is that they love on Netflix that week. So they'll watch K-pop Demon Hunters and get their hairs cut, right? Well, I think I'm going to ask my son what he wants to do, but I think he's ready. I'm going to ask him tonight if tomorrow he wants to go to the kid place to get into the police car and do that move, or does he want to go to dad to a barbershop?
Oh.
And we'll sit side by side and get our hair cut together.
You are so lucky that your kids don't put up a fight at their age for
my
hair stuff.
My son loves getting his hair cut. If we would take him once a week, he would do it. It's like his favorite thing.
Wow. Because he's older now, and now it's just normal reluctance for my 7-year-old, but when he was that age and younger, anybody came near him with like anything that buzzed. So like, you know, clippers, a toothbrush that was motorized, he's sitting there flinching like he's, you know, in the Matrix and dodging bullets, freaked out by it, and he'd sit there and he'd cringe, and he'd go on, like start to cry because someone came near him just to try to make their hair a little bit shorter, that's all. And he looks like the Thing from the Addams Family.
Do you remember the first time?
Or Cousin It. The Thing was the hand.
Can't help you.
It was Cousin It was the hair. Look that up there.
I know about Wednesday and Pugsley, and I know about a bald guy at some point.
Uncle Fester.
Yeah, not an Addams Family guy.
All right, back to you.
Do you remember the first time you and your son went to a barbershop together, either of them, and just sat side by side to get haircuts? That feels like a big...
It was awesome.
Time. Like it's like the first time I took my kid to a game together.
Could only do that with my oldest, who's now fine. Now, he makes a... It's actually kind of funny. It's become kind of a running joke in our family. He makes the worst face while he's getting his haircut. He's fine. And I have had to confirm that a million times. It's like, you're okay. You're not like, you don't feel like you're in prison or something. He has this like default scowl and kind of furrowing of his brow. And it looks like he's having the worst time in the world, but he's fine. But it looks awful. But I remember that vividly the first time. I was like, this is actually pretty cool. A dad and a son getting a haircut. A
couple of dads is funny.
He's a dad.
You and another guy went for some reason. Notre Dame doesn't get into the playoff. We talked about it yesterday. We don't need to re-legislate. If you missed our discussion on JMU getting in, the state of the union on how the playoff is determined, worth a listen, a lot of calls, good conversation, I thought. Wherever you get your audio, you can podcast that. But we left one conversation on the cutting room floor to come back to today, and it's time to eat our leftovers. And that is that the team that was the first out, Notre Dame, that got screwed more than anybody else, because it's not a matter to me of someone that's in shouldn't be. I just think that one team that didn't get in was going to be really, really upset and probably deserved to be in. It was either going to be Alabama, and you've now ruined the SEC championship game moving forward. It was going to be Miami, and you've now rendered head-to-head games irrelevant, and why am I playing any out-of-conference games that matter at all that I could possibly lose early in the season? So scheduling changes forever, or it's going to be Notre Dame, and they're just going to have to wear the fact that they lost to the two best teams that they played, even though they went on an incredible run down the stretch. And as we talked about quite a bit yesterday, Danny, you're going to have to explain away the fact that they were behind Miami on the final ranking that you did.
Yep.
After being in front of them for basically the entire season with only having one and somehow got leapfrogged. Doesn't make sense.
Right.
But that's what they chose to explain away over the other things.
Yeah, so this is two discussions. One, they absolutely have a point. They should be livid. They should be beyond furious. Because again, it doesn't make sense. Had they been ranked behind Miami the entire time, because of the head-to-head matchup, even though their schedule was more difficult than Miami's, even though Miami wasn't playing better than they were down the stretch of the season with a couple of losses, bad ones, I might add. Louisville's not any good, neither is SMU, both beat Miami. Notre Dame did nothing but beat everybody else on their schedule, which you could quibble with. But the frustration there, I understand. You've got a point. Now I close that book, yep. Open a brand new one, where you decided to do something that I think a lot of people have a hard time understanding.
Which we'll get into. But first, I want to acknowledge that if I was the committee, I would have done the same thing. Notre Dame would have been my team out. In a world where five auto bids go to conference champions, Tulane and JMU were the highest ranked of them. You just followed the letter of the law. You just followed the rules. This is how it works. So those teams get in. There are now fewer bids for everybody else at large. That's where somebody's going to get screwed. And now it comes down to Alabama, Miami, Notre Dame for two spots. I would have had Alabama in, where you're never getting another SEC title game again. And I would have had Miami in because they played Notre Dame head-to-head and beat them. So Notre Dame, while yes, they're getting screwed, and yes, they should be angry, and I totally understand the frustrations of that fan base, it's exactly what I would have done. You said yesterday you would have also had the exact same rankings, and you would have kept Notre Dame out.
Sort of. I wouldn't have made the last minute switch. You know what I mean? Like the criteria that they had all season long for the rankings, they abandoned at the very end.
So you would have. So
like in other words, you can't like what if you've done this for 7 weeks,
sure.
Which is what they did, where Notre Dame is as many as six or seven spots ahead of Miami, and then they switched it at the very last second, despite nobody playing any different. Miami didn't make the conference championship game, and Notre Dame didn't do anything. I can't do that.
So then you would have had Notre Dame in, and Miami out.
If I was bound to the rankings that I had established for the previous 7 weeks, then I suppose so.
I mean, they weren't bound to them, obviously, but your point is, in a world where we've seen these rankings for 6 weeks, you're basing on that and resumes a field of 12, who's in and who's out?
If I come to it late, blind ballot style, I would have put Miami in over Notre Dame, right? But I didn't come to it late.
I'm saying in the reality of what happened, you're the committee. Mm-hmm. We the rankings yeah, you, were the rankings you, all
you
year
can't,
long.
You can't switch based on nothing.
So you would have had Miami out.
Yes. Based on their rankings that we all seem to have agreed to.
And then when everybody yelled at you, well, wait a second, Miami and Notre Dame essentially were tied and you went with the team that lost head-to-head, you would have said, yeah, I think we had a stupid rating for the Notre Dame and Miami juxtaposition all year long, but I just followed that. That's kind of what you're...
No, I said we've got a bunch of things that we supposedly were considering, and then we stopped considering them at the last minute to make the switch. It's ludicrous to make the switch at the last minute. That, to me, is astounding. Like, no one should be talking about anything else besides that. That last-minute switch is incredible.
So I'm just trying to get to the Notre Dame being left out point, mm-hmm. but all I'm trying to do is get everybody on the record here. So for me, Notre Dame's out. I still can't quite figure it out, but it sounds like you would have Notre Dame in.
I guess, yeah.
Okay. So that's all I'm trying to do. Point of the dude's story is they get left out of the college football playoffs. They decided when that happened that they would not be participating in a postseason game. Instead of going and playing in one of the great bowl games in America in a preeminent matchup against another great team that just got left out, I don't know what that would have looked like, BYU or somebody. Instead of doing that, they've decided, nope, we're not doing that. Because we don't want ESPN to benefit after screwing us over. We don't want anybody to make any money off of our name and our involvement with our program being involved and all the people that are going to fly and get hotels and take part as fans in this process. You're not going to get anything out of us. So they have, and there's estimates out there I've seen of tens of millions of dollars that they'll cost ESPN, basically tried to take their jab back after getting left out of the playoffs by not playing in a game. This is the team version, Danny, of the opt-out that you see from the talented players that are going to go high in the draft who decide they don't want to risk an injury. And so as a team, they're going, we're not going to play. So like Jeremiah Love, who's going to be in New York at the Heisman ceremony, who's one of the best players in America this year, possibly the best player in college football, the running back for the Irish. He's draft-bound at 20 years old. He wasn't going to play in this game probably anyway, if I had to guess. The team is doing the team version of that, where they're going, we're not playing in any games.
Yeah, they're
you screwed us, so now you don't get to watch us play anymore.
Well, they're hiding behind, by the way, and some of the statements that I've read or comments from the AD and otherwise, they're hiding behind the, well, a lot of guys are going to opt out, and we want the team that took the field to start the season to be the same team that takes the field at the end of the season, and we were robbed of that by the playoff committee. Ipso facto, a couple guys opting out who are going to the NFL. That means we're not the same group, so we're not going to play anymore. It's a convoluted way, but they're trying to hide behind an attempt to show that we're together and integrity and other kind of stuff. Here's what happened. They got screwed, and they're mad about it. And so this is their way of flipping the bird to everybody else.
And I just think it's really embarrassing. Another word I'd use is lame. Shameful. Feels strong, but probably accurate as well. It's just easier to be happy that they got left out when you see how they're handling it. Because it's not how teams normally handle something like this. I think about Vanderbilt, not that they had the case that Notre Dame did, but a really, really good college football team that was scratching and clawing trying to get into the college football playoff.
And had a case too, not as strong, but had one.
And I think about what Clark Lee, their head coach, said at Vanderbilt about whether or not, when asked if they were going to play in their bowl game, do they want to continue their season. Here's what he had to say.
No, I mean, I can't speak to their process, but we love playing football here. And to realize that we get a chance to close out a special season with a special group of players on a great bowl stage in a great city against a really, really tough opponent. I mean, as a football fan, as a football coach, as a football person, it's hard not to get excited about that. So there was no way that we were going to end this story early. And I'm so excited to be taking this team down to Tampa. And I got a chance to spend, I think, like 23 days or so with them. You know, we're going to soak up every one of those days. So looking forward to that.
I love that answer. I'm going to be around these guys, impact their lives more. Enjoy them more for these next 23 days. It's the last chance we'll ever be together in this capacity. This team will never be the same again. Look around at your wedding. That collection of people will never be, all of them from your life, all mm-hmm. meaningful in some way, in the same room again as long as you live. We got 23 days together. We love football here. We're going to go play some football.
Not the same, obviously. Not even comparing it. Just saying, the closest I could fathom is we got upset in the finals of our conference tournament my senior year. And that was the last meaningful baseball game I was ever allowed to play. Something I dedicated my entire life to for really 18 and a half, almost 19 years. And that's it. If they told me, hey, you guys get another tournament where teams that got upset in their conference championships are going to go play, I would. What? How much? I'll write you a blank check. You fill in the number, whatever you think's appropriate. Let me go do it. So many of their players, even though Notre Dame's nasty and awesome, are not NFL players. They're just, they're guys that are going to be, you know, commercial real estate brokers in like 6 months. You know, the idea that you would say no, thank you, because it didn't go your way, I'll never understand that. I'll never get it. For the pros, I get it. You're opting out. You got a career and a future to worry about, right? An unnecessary game for you, for Jeremiah Love, was going in the first round. Full endorsement if I'm one of these seniors.
I have never had any issue.
Zero.
And never would have a problem with a player with millions of dollars in front of him, or maybe no money in front of him, but the hope that he can get to the combine and have a shot. Absolutely.
An individual is a different story, 100%.
But there's always a way to field a roster. And frankly, the result of the game doesn't even matter that much. I think about Florida State, who got screwed way worse than Notre Dame did, by the way.
Yeah.
Go back to, what was that? That was December
2 years ago.
2023. So yeah, that was 2 years ago when they got blown out by Georgia. Do you remember that score? 63-3 in the Orange Bowl. 63-3. Georgia beat Florida State in the Orange Bowl when the Seminoles were a top four team in America, maybe a top couple team in America, and they were told they couldn't make the playoffs. Do people remember why? It's not because they didn't have the resume. It's
quarterback
not because
got hurt.
They didn't do all the stuff they were supposed to and go 13-1, and it's not because of the conference championship game. It's because their quarterback suffered an injury and wouldn't be available to play in that game. And because the committee decided, correctly, by the way, they were a worse team, and because the committee decided, and they were correct about this, that they wouldn't be able to win a playoff game, they said, we're not allowing you to participate, which is a hell of a decision. Now, they were proven correct on how uncompetitive the game would have been when there were only a couple playoff games. They didn't want one of them in the semifinal to be terrible. So then they go to the Orange Bowl. They play 12-1 Georgia, I think it was. At the time, they were 13-0, if the standings in front of me are correct. So they hadn't lost a game. They've been perfect all year long. They got screwed on a 1-10 level, 10 out of 10.
Yep.
At the time, I didn't even have that much of a problem with it because it was only a couple playoff games. It's like a Final Four, essentially. You're basically giving someone a buy into the championship. But it's still a 10 out of 10 in terms of an unfair situation. The Notre Dame one is like, to me, where is that? Is that a 5? That's maybe a 5.5, let's say. You know what Florida State did? With all their guys opting out, with a backup quarterback, I think they were down to their third string quarterback.
They were.
They packed up their bags and they went to the Orange Bowl. And they got beat by 60 against Georgia. That's what they did.
Because
it's a football team. What do football teams do? They play football.
If you give them a football game, they'll play it.
They play football.
Yeah.
I can't believe Notre Dame's doing this. Now, it sounds as though they pulled their captains. That's the way this went.
Yes.
They go to the captains and they go, hey, guys, should we play this game? I don't know if they pulled every single player or just captains. I've seen both, but the story I read was that they pulled their captains who are like their, you know, you see this in the NFL, your leadership council or whatever, and enough of those guys voted to say, we don't want to play in the game on behalf of the players. If you can't field a roster, if there's not enough guys to go play in a game, I guess that's fine. Bet you there would have been enough guys you could have gone and played football with. But that's what happened. And so they decided they weren't going to play any more football. And I wonder what people have to say. Do you think that, first and foremost, you have an issue with it? Or do you think they're doing something that's perfectly reasonable? You screwed me, I screw you. 800-636-1067. Because it will cost the ESPN millions of dollars. I mean, it's a jab back that lands on the chin for sure. Also, is this going to be the norm? That's really my main question.
I think the toothpaste is out of the tube on this one.
Do you think this will be the new thing that whatever team?
Oh, yeah.
I don't. I think this is particularly unacceptable, and it's like a Notre Dame only, like famous for being famous.
Because they now have the memorandum of understanding with the NCAA or whoever the committee is, whoever's in charge of this crap, that if we're in the top 12, we get in automatically. That starts next year. Doesn't start now, though.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it'd be in.
Do you think Alabama would have done this? I don't.
Don't know.
I think they would have played football. It makes sense to me that this was Notre Dame. Like, they would be the team to do this for me.
Interesting. There's something to that.
800-636-1067. Like, why can't you join a conference? You know what I mean? They got to do everything.
This is the
way.
Committee being like, you're being punished for that. You know what I mean? Like, exactly. The open invitation was there.
Will we start seeing this now? Is this going to be the norm, or is this a one-off Notre Dame thing? That is the question on Grant and Danny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
No secret. We were shocked, I would say mystified by what happened on Sunday. And just, you know, where my head and heart go, and I know Marcus feels the same way, you just feel for those student athletes on our football team. You know, as I said yesterday, as I said on Sunday, we felt we did everything we could over the course of the season. You know, we lost our first two games. We're not hiding from that. We lost against a really good Miami team. We lost a nail-biter against Texas A&M, two great teams by a total of 4 points. And then we did everything we needed to do.
The AD at Notre Dame, when asked why they were packing up shop, there will be no more football for the Irish this year. They're not going to play in a bowl game. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. What do you make of the decision? Could this be the new norm for teams left out of the playoffs? Take their ball and go home. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Tom, who's in Manassas on the Fan. What's up, Tom? How are you?
Hi, Bob. Doing good.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, first of all, I think Notre Dame absolutely belongs in the playoff. It is a mistake. And you referenced the year Florida State went and lost to Georgia. I believe Georgia's only loss that year was the SEC championship game, and they would have been the prohibitive favorites to win it all. So I think that was a way bigger travesty than what happened to Notre Dame this year. Explain to me why the Notre Dame AD is just bad-mouthing the ACC so bad. All they did was post some statistics on their socials about the two, Miami and Notre Dame. And reports are that ESPN made the decision to air the Miami-Notre Dame game over and over on the ACC network, which I know upset them. But this guy is going out of his way to just destroy the ACC.
Or try to.
So much that
the
Big 12 commissioner even come out and said, you know, basically, like, hey, dude, chill out. But again, it's Notre Dame. I mean, they've been getting the benefit of the doubt forever. And sorry, but I am a Canes fan, and I think it's awesome that he got left out. Sorry, Mr. Cleary. But, you know, that's the way it is.
Yeah, there's a way to act when all this is happening. Like, if you want to back your decision to say, hey, we thought it was best interest, and you have some of those quotes that sound kind of inspirational about the team, and they're together, and we do everything as a team, and we opted to do this as a team. Whatever you want to do to couch it, you'll still get made fun of, whatever. When you start lashing out that way, it doesn't look like you have the higher ground anymore. You know what I mean? You're sort of giving away your standing. It's a lot easier to feel empathy, in my view, for a team that got screwed. And I think they did, maybe even more so than you do. But to me, I'm going, I'd like to have your back here. You're making it hard. You're making it real difficult for me to want to support you during this temper tantrum, which includes like, oh yeah, and they're stupid, and you're stupid, and the whole thing is stupid. That's not how you demonstrate that you won in and that you're the better man here while you got screwed over.
Yeah, I think you got screwed in a situation where someone was going to get screwed. So do I have empathy for you? Absolutely. But I think of all the teams, the team that has the most reason to get screwed was Notre Dame. So, like, I'm not going to lose sleep over it. But on a binary, was what happened to them fair? Absolutely not. Well, I would have said the exact same thing. I think it would have been a bigger travesty to keep Miami out and to put Notre Dame in after they beat Notre Dame head-to-head and had the same record. The ACC thing is weird. There's this weird relationship.
Yeah, because the ACC invited them. They were like, please?
They proposed.
Please?
They had proposed over and over and over again. They get down on a knee. They ask Notre Dame. Now, Notre Dame conveniently, when they send that text that, you know, you up text, they need the ACC to answer. So they want the ACC there whenever they need their help and want them, but they don't actually want to get into the conference. So that has been strange. Claire, I want to bring you in on this because you are a Notre Dame fan, and you did say yesterday, by the way, that you thought this was the right play for Notre Dame.
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's unfortunate because you look at some guys who are like freshmen who may be transferring to like smaller schools. They're going to be missing out on an opportunity. I feel it for them. But also, the ACC, all the time, I mean, you guys were just talking about it, the best thing to happen to the ACC would be if the Irish joined their conference. Meanwhile, leading up to this whole process, they ran this entire smear campaign that, honestly, like, did it make a difference? Who knows? But to say that ESPN has zero influence on any of this process, that's wrong. ACC Network is owned by ESPN. Like, these are all things, and the college football playoffs are broadcasted for the most part on ESPN. So this is a whole kind of thing, obviously a tinfoil hat theory, you may say, but this is a real thing, and this is Notre Dame getting back at ESPN, and honestly, it's a business decision. You see business decisions all the time, from the players to the coaches to the programs, and also, quite frankly, it's a business decision that you do not play in the ACC because, quite frankly, why would you? You guys say we have a weak schedule. Well, look at the ACC.
If you played in the ACC, you would have gotten into the playoffs.
But look at the... Again,
that's why you would.
I mean, I guess.
You would have
had
an ACC championship game.
But all the arguments as to why Notre Dame should not be in, besides not being in a conference, the weak schedule, all this stuff, it would be even weaker if you're in the ACC.
But you would have been Virginia. You would have just been in a win-and-in scenario.
But what does that do for Notre Dame? We are bigger than them. Like, that's just the honest perception.
Well, that's fine, but you said it wouldn't benefit you. This year specifically, if you were in the ACC, you'd be in the playoffs.
I mean,
right,
I guess
now.
This one year. But again, we will not have to worry about that down the road, because if we are in the top 12, we are in.
If your point is monetarily it doesn't benefit them, it it doesn't. You're probably right. Like they got their own TV deal. They get to keep it. They don't have to kick in to make sure that Syracuse feels swell or support NC State. There's no revenue share. They're not going to take the crumbs from the Raycom Sports Network to broadcast a Thursday nighter with them and Virginia, whatever. So I understand from that point, but from a competitive college football standpoint, there's something to be said for joining the conference, right? Because the committee clearly valued it.
That, though, like talking out of both sides of the mouths for Notre Dame, like, we don't need them. We're big, bad Notre Dame, and how dare them think we should join them? Oh, by the way, how dare them say bad things about us? That's not cool. Mm. That's always what it is to me. It's like this, when it's convenient, the ACC is your friend. But in this case, you're like, how dare them? They're advocating for the team in their conference. What do you expect them to do? Put up a side-by-side with Miami and Alabama and act like Notre Dame doesn't exist? No, it was Notre Dame versus Miami. One was going to get in, so the conference advocated for the team in its conference that pays into the conference.
But I think we're not addressing the elephant in the room, which is the ACC is a sinking conference right now, and the only thing that would save them is Notre Dame. Like, they just are. Look at the college football right now. Everyone leaves the ACC. It is a bad conference
right now. It is, for sure.
It is a really bad conference in a really bad spot that it has a failing network. And Notre Dame was kind of like the team that could save them. And now all of a sudden you're running this smear campaign when behind closed doors you beg them to join the conference and they have yet to join
But you act like they're running a smear campaign and it was Notre Dame against Alabama. The ACC with no dog in the fight just decided to get involved and hate on Notre Dame. It really wasn't about Notre Dame. They just happened to be the other team. They're advocating for their program. It's not like they're posting a bunch of reasons Notre Dame can't be in or shouldn't be in.
They were.
No. It was literally the graphics are pro Miami in a back and forth with Notre Dame. That's what any conference in America would be doing. All of them were, in fact. BYU was getting the same treatment. The graphics with them and Notre Dame and Miami were out there.
I mean, yeah, but BYU had a clear path forward. If they beat Texas Tech,
that's a different conversation.
Yeah.
I'm just saying the ACC should have been advocating for Miami. And by the way, if Notre Dame was in the ACC, they wouldn't have advocated against Notre Dame.
Okay, and then it's fine that Notre Dame has to sit out an ESPN broadcasted college football playoff game. Or not a playoff game. We're out of it.
I don't think anybody's saying it's not fine. I'm saying it's embarrassing and childish and really easy to root against them for that regard. It's just, it's lame.
So a couple other teams, Kansas State and Iowa State, both opted out of bowl games also. Now, they have a different situation. They have coaching changes and the guys left and there's a million transfers. They basically were like, I'm putting words in both their mouths, but we don't think we can really feel the team right now. Like, we got a whole bunch. We got to get our house in order, going to a bowl game and getting embarrassed. That doesn't help anybody. We got to kickstart our coach process, recruiting process, transfer stuff, figure out a bunch of things. We don't really think we can get ready for a bowl game in a couple weeks. So they got fined by the Big 12 for that. So yeah. Teams are going to start, because of this coaching, because of the nature of the leagues and stuff, they're going to start skipping meaningless bowl games, totally. I think, to a degree. This is a different animal, though.
No, and Notre Dame also didn't come out and say, hey, we got some really good players that aren't going to play. By the way, you're Notre Dame. You're not losing a bunch of people. You're bringing a bunch of people in. Marcus Freeman's not going anywhere right now. Maybe he ends up leaving to go to the NFL in the hiring cycle. But as of this moment, your staff is intact. So it's very, very different. But regardless, they came right out and said, here's why we're doing it, to get back at you. That's basically what was said. They didn't pretend like this was for any other reason. Mike, King George, which some people think is the greatest county in the Commonwealth of Virginia. What's up, Mike?
Not a bad county at all. I think this is going to be the new norm, especially with top-tier teams like Notre Dame. You can't go through the year and have the kind of year that Notre Dame did, which quite arguably could, aside from two plays, one in the Texas A&M game and a questionable catch in the Miami game. I mean, would have gone unbeaten and be the number one team in the country, hands down. And to get hosed like that in such a shady way that the committee, having them ranked, and what, like you said a second ago, that Notre Dame using the ACC, well, ESPN was certainly using Notre Dame to get ratings to show that, having all those Notre Dame fans sitting there every Tuesday watching the brackets come out and be in the hunt right there in the playoffs until the very last one.
Yeah, that part is just never going to be explainable for me, and I don't know how the committee does. I mean, they've tried. They've said whatever they've said, but None of it matters or makes sense. You just can't justify to me saying all along, you're in the lead, you're in the lead, you're in the lead, you're in the lead. It'd be like watching a race where you're saying which car is in front and nobody gets passed, but then you say the other car won.
Right.
That doesn't make sense. John in Fort Washington, how are you?
Grant, hey, Danny.
Hey, dude.
They're annoying. Notre Dame's very annoying. I think they're going to recruit annoying players, like the guy on your basketball team when everyone's running back, he's sitting there arguing with the ref on defense, and then he gets his guy dunks it. Like, those are the type of players they're going to get because that's the way they're acting. You could have won all your games but one, and you would have been in. I mean, there's a million different scenarios. If I'm a coach, I'd say, hey, I think we should have gotten in, but you know what we could have done is not lost two games. So go play your game, put on your big girl pants, and get out there.
Appreciate you, dude. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. My college coach is now at Wake Forest doing great things, you know, knocking on the door of national championships every year. It gets like three guys drafted in the first round every season. But one of the things that he explained to us very, very quickly and early, and that lesson got hammered home very quickly as a freshman all the way through at all times, nobody cares. Nobody's advocating for you. Nobody feels sorry for you.
Yeah.
You got to do it. And you're going to get punched. You're going to get steamrolled. Things happen that you don't like. That's baseball for us. This, in this case, football. It's also life. The whole point of this used to be before NIL, before all the rest of the garbage that mucked all this crap up, before it became about the billions. At a certain point, it used to be this beautiful, wonderful amateur sports thing. And I know no one's allowed to want that or pine for that or whatever because it means I'm a terrible person, but I digress for just a brief moment. And the whole point was, you're going to get knocked on your ass. What do you do? What did we just do? What these young men that are faced with a situation that probably isn't fair, not even probably, that isn't fair. I bet you there's another unfair situation coming. What have we taught them? To send them out into the world, right? To say, what you can probably do is throw a tantrum, take your ball and go home. When you are punched in the face, when something happens that's bad, that negatively affects you, the best thing to do is to run down the person that by transitivity that you think may have had a hand in it, is to take shots at people, look petty, look small, whine a lot, and then refuse to participate. Probably not the lesson we want to teach folks. You wouldn't teach it. You wouldn't have a high school kid do it. You wouldn't have a middle schooler do it. Why are we having 19, 20, and 21-year-olds do it? Just seems insane to me that's the lesson, that's the takeaway, that it's defensible to the Notre Dame administration.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. I know you guys had a little Wendy's. I saw you were enjoying a delicious Frosty.
I'm going to thank Wendy's for dropping off delicious bread for us today, including their new chicken tenders. Wendy's new chicken tenders are the ultimate chicken tenders. They're giving you something more juicy, crispy, and dippable. Their new three-piece combo with fries and a Diet Dr. Pepper is the perfect way to eat their new tendies, plus an insane new lineup of sauces. Now, you don't have to settle for a basic tender with basic sauce. Got to have tendies? Got to be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's, Dr. Pepper is a registered trademark of Dr. Pepper 7-Up, Inc.
We are giving away Caps tickets on the show to a listener in 20 minutes. You better be locked in at 4 ahead of the Blitz. Next, our double play, what's going on in our lives, nothing to do with sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Friday, we're back out on the road for a field trip. We're going to be at Craft House in Fairfax, Palace Way, Fairfax, Virginia, over in Fairfax Corner. If you haven't been out there, really, really good spot.
That's a great spot.
We've been there multiple times, once this year during the winter, last year during a snowstorm as well. It's a fun location. They treat us really well. Service is great. Food is great. Drinks are bountiful. Lots of options.
So many beers.
So, yeah, so come on out and kick it with us. I would say have a little pep rally for the Commanders. It's less that. It's more just fellowship.
Let's commiserate a little bit.
Let's talk about the rest of the teams in football.
All the other teams.
Time for our double play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers, now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealer today.
On fire last night, Jeeps. On fire. Every once in a while, the great shooters in basketball history, you can name them, top of your head, Steph Curry, Ray Allen, back to my era a little bit, little Glenn Rice. We talk about a Mark Price situation, guys that are Craig Hodges all day long. And last night at Burke Elementary School, Danny Rouillet. I think, legitimately, I'm not even kidding, I think I shot 80% from the field last night.
Wow.
80%. Now, did I still dribble off my foot? Yes. Did I still get beat routinely on defense because I can't really fight over screens or keep up with anybody? Yes, of course. Am I still not that good? Yes, but I'll be damned if I can't fill it up, GP. Knocking down shots to the point that people are shaking their heads. I didn't quite do the Jordan emote against Portland, but I could have.
He's on fire.
There it is. There's no camera, so I didn't have a camera to play to. There was no magic on the sideline doing color commentary. There's no, who was calling that game? Was that a... Is that a Marv Albert doing that one? When he's going, yes!
Yes!
Could have been. Anyway, the point was, this guy's on fire. This guy's on fire. Last night. I was hot.
He's eating up.
That's what I got for you.
Good for you.
Thanks, man. That's it.
It's time for my double play. This time of year, I'm a big fan of Christmas movies. And I try to find which channels they're all on. I'm always looking for like listings of... this movie will be on this channel at this given moment. And when you run into the right movie on the right night, and you're in the right mood, and you got the lights on the Christmas tree, everything is okay. It's the perfect moment in a holiday season. By the way, you got the tree up yet?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Gorgeous.
Attaboy.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Did you put the tree up?
So they did it while we were in Minnesota. They wanted to make sure that it was up, because if they'd waited until I got back, it would have been too long. So
understandable.
Wife, kids, they decorated it. It looks great.
So what is your, here's my question then. I've got a couple. What is the movie you have to watch that you feel like officially launches you in to the Christmas spirit? Or do you not even have that same kind of need for Christmas content where it's like, I'm going to watch a Christmas movie tonight and I'm going to be in a good place?
Yeah, I will tell you what's happened a lot over the years is, now we didn't do it this year because we were away at a house in Southern Maryland. But normally, right after Thanksgiving, we watch Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation is my favorite Christmas movie.
Because it's outstanding.
But interestingly, it's not a kickoff the holiday season. Like, I haven't seen it yet. I've probably watched 5 or 6 movies. I normally wait, for whatever reason, till closer to Christmas. There's one that I watch every year now that kind of kicks it off for me. It's Elf with Will Ferrell. And I've got to start my viewing with that. Soon thereafter, The Grinch, Jim Carrey's The Grinch, Ron Howard directed. And then I'm a big, big fan of a couple of other, like, deeper cut Christmas movies. I've told you before about this, and every year you act like you don't know what it is. Trapped in Paradise, which is the Dana Carvey, Jonathan Lovitz Christmas movie. I think Nicolas Cage is in it as well. Really, really good. One of my favorites. Me and my dad love that one. I'm also a big fan of Christmas with the Cranks.
Mm.
Which I don't think you've told me you don't love that one.
I don't love it because I don't really know it.
Okay. Jamie Lee Curtis, Tim Allen. Anything there?
I know those people. I don't know the film.
Okay.
Though.
I like that one. But I kicked off now my season. Elf, check. By the end, my favorites, Christmas Vacation and The Santa Claus, will be how I wind things down. Where are you at on A Christmas Story? Which is iconic and legendary and one of the best ever. But I've seen it so many times that I never seek it out now.
Enough of that movie. Enough of it. Enough. Because it airs all day.
Yes. But if it's on, will you watch it?
No. Just because really? I've seen it a trillion times.
I'm in the same boat in terms of having seen it a million times. I can watch it when it's on. I just don't ever. Like, the last time I put into a search bar A Christmas Story and turned it on has probably been 7 or 8 years. Just because of the fact that it's always available.
Always on TV. It's too much of that one.
It's a good one, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's an all-time classic. So this is, it's hard to explain it exactly. Like, if I watch any of my favorite movies, like, my favorite movie ever is The Empire Strikes Back. If it was on for 24 straight hours every year at like this one spot, I might get sick of that. You know what I mean? It's just so much.
Big development for us is that my kids, for the first time, watched Home Alone with me this week.
Nice.
Now, while I was with you in Minnesota, they actually liked it so much they watched Home Alone too. But my son was dying laughing every time, you know, the bad guys got hit with
Marv iron. Got smacked.
Yeah. And today on the way to school, dropping them off, my daughter said, I really like Marv. And my son's like, Marv's cute. I don't like Harry though. And like, they're talking about the bad guys.
Sure,
in Home
sure,
Alone,
sure. Right.
It's kind of hilarious to me, but they're in on Home Alone, Home Alone 2. Those are classics as well.
Yeah.
But we're in it now. December 10th. It's a mad dash. The only bad thing about the NFL, and I can't say anything else negative about it, because if there's a game on Monday, Thursday, Saturday, soon enough, Sunday, I get locked in and I'm going to watch every minute of every primetime standalone game. There's so limited time to watch Christmas movies. Like, you know, in a world, there's another multiverse where I would like 30 straight days to just watch a movie leading up to Christmas every single night. It'll never happen because there's always something. Tomorrow, Kirko in Atlanta against Tampa. Drake May and New England just got flexed into primetime against the Ravens. Steamed up. Sign me up. Let's do this.
Joe Pesci, by the way, just as a quick, just a super quick side note, what an unbelievable career, right? So he goes from, you know, marquee actor early on to then doing a bunch of stuff that nobody saw, no one cared about for like kind of most of the 80s, sort of went away. Then came roaring back with one of the great runs we have ever seen. Like, he's doing children's movies. He's a bit part in Lethal Weapon. He stars in Goodfellas. He's in JFK. My Cousin Vinny does Comedy Chops. Like, that guy can do anything and everything, and he's incredible, and it's with this sort of like roller coaster up and down of a career.
Where in that arc is like Casino, like that run of...
Then it comes later. So it's Bronx Tale, Casino.
So that was at the end of his hot stretch?
Yeah.
Hmm. So when did he start?
Started, I mean, he was in Raging Bull back in the, I want to say, like 1980, 79, 80.
But what was his lane? In other words, he eventually settles into this, like.
Because there was, my point is, there was no lane for a while. Yeah. Like he was this, he was a.
What do you need me to do?
Yeah, he was like a criminal informant kind of guy in the Lethal Weapon series. You know, he's sort of like a lovable loser. And then it's like, you know what he could do is play a ruthless, unbelievable, hardcore gangster, a sociopath. Why don't we have him do that and knock it out of the park?
I think Marv got him that job. Or I guess Harry. He would have been Harry.
It might have. I mean, God, he was so good. So he does Goodfellas and Home Alone in the same year.
Not a bad year.
That's not bad.
Made a couple bucks.
Sorry about those.
Beltway Blitz next. We're giving away those Caps tickets as soon as we return.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.